Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down to talk with bass player Warren Ory. I asked him about the programs he puts together for Friday night jazz concerts at the Woodmere Art Museum.
That started in 2010. Prior to that, I had been doing, and still do, a program they have in the schools called 1-2 Rhythm and Blue, where I go in and work with a class or classes, not music students, but I actually get them to compose a song. And this is done in basically two sessions. So let's say I go in one Wednesday and I talk about composing and things like that. Again, not to a music class. So some of these children have no idea some of the terms that I introduce them to. And then what we'll do is listen to a lot of different types of music, not just jazz, but R&B, classical music from other countries. And I'll have fun with it. I say, well, where do you think this is from? Or what does this song smell like? Or what do you think this song would taste like? You know, so, you know, they're laughing and we're just really having fun. The next week I go in and I have a, I do a brief crash course on music theory. You know, every good boy does fine, F-A-C-E, quarter note, half note, eighth note. And then I say, okay, now I'll put up eight measures. And I explain what measures are and all like that. I say, now let's randomly pick some notes and put on these measures. Understanding that if you want the song to move faster, use the eighth note. If you want the song to move a little slower, use a quarter note, all like that. And so then I said, okay, let's randomly. Okay, well, let me get a quarter note on A and an eighth note on B. Until we have eight measures of randomly picked notes. And then I play it for them, like I have a keyboard, I kind of play it for them. And then for the third session, we have an assembly with not just that class, but the school. And I bring in my group and we play the song that they compose. And I ask the class who did that to come up on stage. And wow. I mean, it's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful.
How old are the kids?
Usually like 9, 10, something like that.
And where do you do it?
At different schools around the city. Woodmere has a contract, and because they also do artwork with these schools. But they added the music program to really show the connection because of the same, some of the same terminology in art, like harmony and rhythms and stuff like that. And so...
So this is done in partnership with Woodmere?
Oh, yeah, it is their program.
Oh, it's their program.
And they hired me to do the composing end of it. So as a result of that, I kind of had a relationship with them. And then they, and it was in April of 2010. They said, we want to try something. We want to maybe have some jazz at the museum. But let's give it a theme. So we called it sort of like a, how about an April in Paris kind of thing, you know? And... So in March, April of 2010, you know, we created a whole, like, Night on the Left Bank kind of program. And so then the director said, you know, let's try jazz here maybe for a month or two on Fridays. So we were kind of toying around, and I said, you know, just calling it Friday Night Jazz is not going to do it. I mean, jazz already is tough to get people out. But we got to give them something else. I said, let's create a theme. Every Friday, let's do a different theme. And so they were like, okay, cool, let's try it. So one of the first things we did was the Miles Davis story. And I just started, you know, I had the freedom to just think of a lot of different themes to utilize. And it really started filling up the place in a lot of ways. Not only was it drawing more and more crowds, but more diverse, because when we first went there, it was basically 95% white, older people. And, of course, now it's totally different. But then they started noticing we started getting more African-Americans, Asians, younger people, based on the themes. Because we wouldn't always do, like, the John Coltrane story. Or, you know, we do, like, the Beatles. We did Michael Jackson. We did Sam Cooke, Al Green. So, but this is the thing that I made clear, that we're not going to be a cover band playing these songs. We're going to play their songs, but do it kind of our way. It'll still be a jazz rendition of I Want to Hold Your Hand, which is totally crazy, but it was so much fun. So that really kind of blew everybody's mind, and until the place is packed every Friday now.
By combining genres, you mm-hmm. open up the audience, you open up their minds. Like for the Motown concert, maybe some people came because they love Motown.
Exactly.
And had never been to a jazz concert.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's the whole idea of it, to bring different people together, and people of who do like Motown but maybe aren't familiar with jazz. But it's hard to say who doesn't know Motown, but there might be some jazz heads who say, well, what's that connection? You know, what does My Girl have to do with, you know, John Coltrane? But the point is for people to see that there is a common denominator. There is a nucleus with music. And if you forget all them labels and categories, you just have that passion, that intensity, that feeling. And there are tunes, and interdisciplinary things are things that I've worked on a lot. I used to do the program at the Community Education Center called Jazz Up, Down, and Around. And I used to bring in different disciplines, not just music, but I would have a sculptor creating a sculpture while I had a band playing, or a painter painting while a band was playing. I had acrobats one time while a band was playing. And one of the best collaborations I can ever remember and will never forget, I had a classical harpist playing with this real radical black group. The group was called Uhuru. And these cats were like, you know, with the dreads and and here's this young lady from Italy, a classical harpist, and I'll never forget, I called her. Her name is Gloria. I said, Gloria, I want you to do this program with this group called Black Uhuru. And I remember it was this silence. And she said, yeah, okay. I said, are you cool with it? She said, yeah, okay. And I called him. His name was Umka. I said, Umka, I want you to do this program, man, but I'm going to have a classical harpist. And again, this little silence. Yeah, all right. And then... And so I gave each other their numbers, you know, and maybe a couple of weeks later, he calls me. He says, hey, man, look, I never knew a harp could do all that kind of stuff, man. This is blowing my mind. This chick is wild and blah. She calls me, oh, I met Umka's wife and got a great recipe, and I didn't realize that, you know, this instrument could do that. So already there's some newfound information going on, exchanging. But it goes, music is so powerful that it goes beyond the artistic expression to the point where, okay, she's getting recipes and all like that, and they're looking at each other's lifestyles now, and he's realizing, well, wow, to play the harp, you got to really have a whole lot of things working, a lot of coordination going, your feet, your hands. And the thing was topped off at the post-concert reception, because I would always have a reception after the concert. First of all, the concert was great. I mean, they sounded like they blended so well together. The look was wild, you know, because she's in her classical, you know, flowing thing, and these cats are in there like, you know. So at the reception, I caught sight of this old, well, I don't want to say old, but older white woman with a glass of wine, talking to this guy about 6'2" with dreadlocks, and he had a glass of wine, and they're talking to each other. You know what I mean? That would have never happened. They would have never been in a situation like that if it wasn't for the music. Because the music brought out her people and brought out his people, and they ended up being in the same space together, and then ended up socializing together after the concert. And when I saw that, I had wished to this day that I had a camera or something to capture that look, because they were both not debating. They were both just having a conversation with each other. It was beautiful.
So combining the musical forms opens up people's musical understanding and understanding of the world.
Yes.
What you're doing combining genres, it sounds so natural. You can look at almost any genre through a jazz lens.
That's right. And I'll tell you this, one of the reasons with jazz that it just makes so much sense, because of all the music, jazz gives you that freedom to explore while you're performing. They call it solos, you know, but jazz has that added thing to it where you don't have to stay stuck in the box. So you can play this tune. See, with me, jazz, the whole point of what I like to do, why I like to do this, is to really open up heads about music. Let's not focus so much on what type of music it is, what category. It's music. But jazz really gives you the vehicle to prove that. And so we play the Flintstones. I mean, whenever we play the Flintstones, people go crazy. But that's nothing but rhythm changes, you know? And it can swing. The Flintstones is a wild tune, and we love doing that. For instance, this week we're doing the Patsy Cline Willie Nelson program. Now, both of those artists, I mean, her song Crazy, we have big fun with that. Crazy, and that's one of her popular tunes. And Willie Nelson's tune, You Were Always On My Mind, whew, man. So with these tunes, the point is to show, again, that all of this can work together, that we don't have to have all of these rules and fences and closets and locks and bolts saying, oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, no. No, we can do it. And when we did the Beatles program, I mean, that really was a hard sell. I mean, the museum is great, but even they were like, whoa, wait a minute, the Beatles? And I said, trust me. And of course, some Beatles tunes, some later Beatles tunes, you know, Come Together and, you know, some of the John Lennon stuff. I mean, Yesterday, I mean, you can really hear that. But some of the early stuff, like I Want to Hold Your Hand, She Loves You. Come on, man, give me a break. How are you going to put that? Now, we did, you know, I Want to Hold Your Hand, you know, oh, you got that something. I think you understand. Now, we did that in an up-tempo, like, bam. Oh, man, it was crazy. And the people were, like, going off, because the key is to still have a person recognize the tune, but you give it to them in another way. So they still need to hear the tune, but then they hear it in a different coat or a different pair of pants or something. And see, the other thing is, what we as the artists performing this get from it is invaluable. First of all, it gives me a new respect for a lot of artists that I used to kind of look at like, the Beatles, yeah. But once you start digging into their composing and you're like, wow, these cats were deep. I used to feel that way about Fats Waller, you know, oh, this old time guy, you know, ain't misbehaving. But once we did a Fats Waller program, I developed such a newfound respect for him as a composer and as an artist, because it caused me to really dig into him and really see, oh man, this guy is writing like this and he's doing these kind of things way ahead of his time. And it's just such fun for me. And we always end up adding a lot of the tunes that we do on these programs, we add them to our regular repertoire now, you know. And like 2 weeks ago, we did the Pink Panther, but we did it in such a way. Matter of fact, somebody mentioned it at our last program with me. They said, man, that Pink Panther, can you do that again? So it's just, we're just having such a good time with it, but also artistically growing and hopefully opening up people's minds to say, man, don't worry about the label. Do you like it? Because I look at, there's this saying that where people say, well, there's good music and bad music. See, I don't believe that, because that's all relative. What I might say is good music, you may not think is good music. So I'd rather say there's honest music and dishonest music. To me, honest music is just something that's coming from the person's soul. It's coming from inside of them, no matter what genre or category you put on it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.